Hey everyone, welcome back to Overthinking Cure. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's face it, anxiety has become like that annoying house guest who just won't leave. It pops up uninvited, overstays its welcome, and leaves you feeling a little drained. But guess what? We don't have to just accept this constant state of stress. Today, we're diving headfirst into understanding anxiety, learning how to manage it, and ultimately, reclaiming your peace of mind. Because let's be real, life is already hectic enough without a constant chorus of worries buzzing in our ears. Imagine if you could navigate those challenging moments with more clarity, calm, and confidence. That's the power we're talking about here, feeling empowered to say no to anxiety and yes to a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you understand and manage anxiety like a pro. First off, it's crucial to recognize the signs. Anxiety isn't just feeling a little stressed, it's a whole body experience. Ever feel your heart racing out of nowhere? That nervous energy that makes you fidgety? Or maybe thoughts swirling in your head like a whirlwind you can't control? These are common anxiety signals. Pay attention to your body and mind, they're trying to tell you something. Next up, identify your triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to send your anxiety levels skyrocketing? Is it public speaking? Deadlines? Maybe certain social interactions? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop coping strategies and avoid them whenever possible. It's like knowing which food gives you a tummy ache, you just steer clear of it. Speaking of coping strategies, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing your mental and physical well-being. Think regular exercise, getting enough sleep, a balanced diet, the things that fuel your body and mind. It's like giving yourself an oil change, you need to keep those systems running smoothly. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Negative thinking. Anxiety often thrives on these thought spirals. We tend to focus on the worst-case scenario, replaying past mistakes, or worrying about things that might never even happen. The key is to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Is it helpful, or is it just making me feel worse? Finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, can make a world of difference. Sharing your feelings, getting support, and knowing you're not alone can significantly reduce anxiety's grip. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Think about that last time you felt really anxious. Maybe you had a big presentation at work, or maybe you were facing a difficult conversation with someone close to you. How did your body react? Were you sweating, pacing, feeling overwhelmed? Now think about how you handled it. Did you freeze up, try to push the anxiety away, or did you take some steps to manage it? Maybe you took a few deep breaths, went for a walk to clear your head, or talked to a friend for support. Those are all great examples of managing anxiety in real time. Remember, every time you successfully navigate an anxious moment, you're building resilience and confidence. You're training yourself to handle those tough situations with more grace and ease. All right, let's recap the key takeaways. Recognize the signs, identify your triggers, practice self-care, challenge negative thoughts, and don't hesitate to seek support. Remember, managing anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the important thing is to keep moving forward. You've got this. So now it's your turn. Put these strategies into action. Start by paying attention to those anxious moments throughout your day. Identify what triggers them and think about how you can respond more calmly. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, or leave a review telling me what resonated with you. And remember, keep coming back for more Overthinking Cure episodes where we explore the power of mindfulness, self-compassion, and living your best life, anxiety-free.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.